The Minnesota Elkhorn Seahawks with the THHL League Trophy following their win over the Killarney Shamrocks on Saturday in Verdon's TOGP. Rear LR, Coach Keith Orr, Curtis Gardham, Kyle Lougheed, Brad Cole, Jason Bowles, Sean Bowles, Jace Soder, Taylor Sanheim, Josh Martin, Damon Bages, Logan Brennan, Cody Rooks, Brad Bowles and Coach Garth Mitchell. Front LR, Colin Paul, Corey Gardham, Dylan Stonehouse, Tanner Kyle, Dustin Fisher, Bray Rooks, Equipment Manager Jed Quoquat, Bryce Kyle, Stacey Lowe's, Zenon Zimer, Ian Oliver, missing, Drayden Shiner. On March 30, Taylor Sanheim's second period marker was the game winner as Minnesota Elkhorn prevailed 3-2 over the Killarney Shamrocks in Game 4 in Verdon. With that victory, the Seahawks won the best-of-five championship series, 3-1. It was the second straight league championship for the Minnesota Elkhorn squad after it claimed the 2023 title in its first THHL season after moving from the North Central Hockey League. "I really feel that our guys' committed work ethic and desire were huge for us," Seahawks coach Garth Mitchell said. "Killarney was a strong roster that battled hard, and Brian Archibald was very solid in net. Defensively, I thought our team played very well and did not give much up in 5-on-5 play. A solid team effort." The Seahawks will now represent the THHL in the Senior A Provincials. A schedule was not available at press time. Of the Provincials, Mitchell said, "Our focus will be a continued commitment to solid defensive structure and good puck management. As always in senior hockey, if you are playing in April, you know that you are up against a very talented team. Our guys are looking forward to the challenge." Minnesota Elkhorn swept its way through its first three THHL playoff series. In the finals, the Seahawks shut out Killarney in Game 1, 4-0, before falling 6-5 in overtime in the second tilt. A 7-0 shutout in Game 3 gave Minnesota Elkhorn the opportunity to clinch in Game 4. Jason Bowles paced the THHL in playoff scoring with 36 points in 12 games. Sanheim was tops in goals with 17 in 12 contests. Brad Bowles was the THHL leader with 22 assists in 11 games. He was the THHL playoff MVP. Game 4, Seahawks 3, Shamrocks 2. In Verdon, the Seahawks jumped out to a 2-0 first period lead thanks to goals by Brad Bowles. One came on the power play. In the first period of the second frame, the Shamrocks tied things up at 2-2 with power play markets by Jordan Robertson and Rylan Gutnazon. Sanheim scored with just under 5 minutes to play to give the Seahawks the lead again. ME goalie Corey Gardham made 19 saves. Brian Archibald had 38 for Killarney. Game 3, Seahawks 7, Shamrocks 0. Corey Gardham stopped all 23 shots he saw to backstop the Seahawks to a Game 3 victory that gave them a 2-1 series lead. "Our team played a great defensive game, and really limited their quality scoring chances," the netminder said. "They kept everything simple." At the other end, the Seahawks ensured there were plenty of goals. In regard to the Seahawks' offensive prowess, Corey Gardham said, "It's always fun to watch our team from back there. We have a great group and some talented hockey players, so getting a front row seat of what they do each night is pretty exciting." Brad Bowles led Minnesota Elkhorn with 4 points, including a goal. Curtis Gardham and Sean Bowles each lit the lamp twice. Jason Bowles and Brad Cole also scored for the Seahawks.